Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, PSM Live. It is Angel, yes, the prophet's daughter, courtesy of heaven. This is Angel. How you guys doing? It is a wonderful day here in Detroit, a wonderful morning, afternoon now here in Detroit, Michigan. The sun is not shining, but the sun is shining, and there's the biggest smile on my face this morning. Because he's just so great. He's so awesome. And there's no other reason to be living besides him and breathing. So we just thank him and glorify him this morning. I can't wait to see some more callers come on. I see we have a few right now. Don't forget to always press your button. I'm just getting on the air here. If you have something to say. And also, we are praying for Prophet still and continuously. as he is resting and getting much needed rest, as that he is, and being obedient to the Father. So we want to continue praying his strength and praying his even a greater growth as he's resting, that he's poured into something so awesome that when he gets back on this air, oh my gosh, just going to be crazy awesome, fire, just awesome. And we can't wait, right, everybody? So today is Wednesday, and he didn't leave me like a sheet of like, talk about this, do that. So today is Wednesday. So it's going to be worship, warfare, and one word Wednesday. So I want you to sum up in one word how you get through your work week. Just one word. And you can give me as many one words as you want to. You can chime in as many times as you'd like. If you are on the air and a caller, I believe you press 1 to let me know that you want to talk and you have something to say. Other than that, we're going to go to a song, and then I'll be right back with the show.
Yeah.
Hello, PSM Live. We are back live, of course, from my home here in Michigan. My hubby's at home with me today. He's kind of radio shy, just a little bit. We should be though. But he is taking care of me. Yay. He brought me some chicken noodle soup and some chips and things of that nature so I can make it through this show. He's so awesome. I want to thank you for being here today. Also, just a reminder that Prophet is not going to be on today. And he's not going to be on today. Again, just a reminder to everybody that he is resting and resting well. Being obedient to the word of the Lord, we want to keep him in our prayers. Amen.
Cool beam.
All right. Well, today's show is focused on One Word Wednesday. And if you have one word to describe how you get to your work week, we want to know what it would be. We got a lot of people on our Facebook page letting us know. Let's see who we got chiming in on Facebook. I told them to do it here on the show, but, you know, everybody can't make it, so they're doing it online. Let's see if I can get to it. Okay, hold on. Technology, people, technology. All right, we got a couple of comments. Let's see. We got Charlotte, Sister Charlotte. She said, it's Jesus. That's her one word. So everybody don't say that one word, okay? Don't pick that one word. You're talking about your one word that you would pick to describe how you get through your work week, okay? So we got Charlotte Johnson in Michigan that said Jesus. We got Tamika Merriman in Michigan. She said favor. We got Chef Audrey. I don't know where you're from, but she said Jesus. And Sylvia Aiken, hey sis, she says prayer. Amen. And Shanika Collins, she says Jesus. Get your one word in. And don't forget, if you're a caller on the air, get your one word in as well. And press 1, I believe, when you want to make a comment. Just press the number 1 so we can get your one words, okay? And you can continue to post them on Facebook as well, so you can encourage everybody on our Facebook page, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries. Also, this is Worship, Warfare, and One Word Wednesday. I'll continue to say those things because we continuously get callers, we continuously get listeners on the air, so via internet, so we don't want anybody to miss out on anything, okay? So if I'm redundant, that's why, because I see new callers coming in the queue and things of that nature, okay? So, again, I'm here with my hubby, and he just made me some chicken noodle soup and things of that nature. He's going to bring me a beverage too soon. Amen. But it's just been a fabulous week thus far. My one word would be love. That's my one word. That gets me through my week of so many things. My work is ministry. A job is 9 to 5, but my work is ministry. So my work week, even if I had a 9 to 5, it would consist of just that, that love that factors in everything else. Because without love, how do you have joy? How do you have peace? How do you understand anybody else that's talking to you? How can you relate to people without that, you know? But that's my one word, is love, and it changes your attitude just as soon, and we're going to talk about the attitude too today, but it changes your attitude. Like, as soon as you think on love or a loving thought goes through your mind, it changes your attitude, it changes your outlook, it changes your hope, it changes your faith. So above all else, love. Amen. Again, if you have a comment or a question or you want to give your one word, please press 1. And if you're pressing 1 and I still haven't acknowledged you, then press star. Maybe that will work. But I always thought it was number 1 that you would press to our callers. So happy to have so many of you on right now from Detroit and other locations. I'm not sure. I'm not good with area codes. 985-818-864-248. Yay, yay, yay. We're doing great here today. So I'm going to chime you on. If you don't chime on, I'm going to open your mics because I don't like to be solo here. All right. Let's see what else happened this week thus far. I spent some time with my nieces and nephews yesterday, and they had a ball with my grandmother just walking down the street. It's like she had like 4 of her 6 grandchildren and the smallest ones, and she's walking down the street with them, taking them for a walk, and everybody's looking at them and wondering why they're so happy, like they never get out the house or something, and that's not true. But they're just joyous children and needed to exert some energy. So everybody that passed by, they said hello. If you had a dog, it was even more interesting. She said people drove past, and if they had a picture of a superhero, somebody drove past and they had like Spider-Man hanging from their car. Oh, that did it for my nephew.
It was a done deal. That was the icing on the cake for the day.
And then all the neighbors' dogs and things of that nature. It was just a blessing walking down the street with those kids. And they were sleepy by the time they got back home. But I went over and I spent some time with them. And my niece asked me a question. She's all of 5.
And she's like, Auntie, do you wink at boys?
My mama said, you pray before you answer that question. And I did. And I said, you wink at your husband. And she said, oh, okay.
So that was a done deal, okay? It was a blessing to be with them, though. I think I stayed with them till like 11 o'clock at night watching an old school movie that they had so many questions about. But I let them watch Gremlins, Gizmo, and they loved it. I got a little scared, but they loved it. They're a little sheltered, but they loved it. And we had fun. That was just an awesome time to spend with my nieces and nephews. All right, people, we're about to indulge into this, okay? We're about to get into this. I want your one word, so press 1, press star, so that I'll know that you want to have a word or a prayer, okay? This is One Word Wednesday to let me know, let us know, let the world know how you get through your work week in one word. Then also, this is Worship and Warfare Wednesday, so I want your prayers. I don't want just want your amens here. We want of worship and oneness and unity, as we are here for the building of the kingdom. Amen. So, like I stated on Facebook, let's pray down heaven. Those of you whose hearts God has placed a certain area or target of prayer for, bring it, bring the fire, bring that prayer. Let's all pray together, okay, in oneness, all right? Well, I'm going to go to a song when I come back. I want to hear from you. Amen. This is a new song from the Full Gospel Fellowship. As soon as I find it, oh my gosh, I can't find it. This is a new song from the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. They recorded it live, and it is originally by the Planet Shakers. And I don't see it. I guess it's still processing it. We just added it to the sheet this morning, so I'll have to play something else. But let me see who this caller is in 248-469-6566. You can't be shy, because I know you. Amen? Hold on, people. I'm sorry. We're having technical difficulties. Well, let's pray to open this show. How about that? Father, we thank you for bringing us here today. We thank you for having us on assignment and having us before you to do your will, Lord Jesus. We thank you that this is not in vain, but that it is bringing you glory, that it is building your kingdom, and that it is everything right, everything pure, everything holy before you, Father. We just thank you now for revelation. We thank you for the lives that will be changed today, the thoughts that will be changed, Father God, the motives that will be changed today, Father God, the deliverances and the strongholds that will be broken in this hour, Lord Jesus. We thank you for it now, God. As people are going about their errands and handling their business, Father God, and taking time out, Lord Jesus, to be a part of this show, Lord God, and to gain from it and to pour back into it, Lord Jesus, I just pray that you give them revelation, that you speak to them, and that you direct them, oh God, that you be their GPS system in this day, Lord God, and that you give protection to them, Lord Jesus, and build a hedge around about them. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen. Hallelujah. Let's see if we're back online. And we are. Area code 248. Your mic is hot. Who am I speaking with?
Angel, this is Brett. At work.
You said this is Brett?
Yeah, but I'm at work. Really loud environment.
Okay, I'll mute you.
All right.
I'll mute you. It's nice to hear you, though, still.
Praise God. Right.
That was Big Brother Brett. Amen. All right, 313-285. Your mic is hot. How you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you, Angel?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is Bertha Pruitt. I did push one on the dial, but this is Bertha.
Hi. It's not working. It must be star. I'm sorry, people. Let's try star, because one is not working. Let's try star. If you have something to say, you have a prayer, you have a comment about anything, you want to give your one word for Wednesday, how you get to your work week in one word, just press star. Maybe that will work. If that doesn't work, try pound. We'll see what works in a minute. Amen. Well, Bertha, what's up? How you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm good. You know, sometimes we're thrown in the fire when least expected, but hey, we get through
Amen.
It and we do it.
Yes, Lord.
We get through it and we
well,
do
my
it.
My one word is meditation.
Meditation.
That's how I get through my week. Meditation. Early in the morning will I seek thee wisdom. When you meditate in the Word of God before you go to work, before you start your day, there's a word to fit every need or any situation that would rise up against you. So
yeah.
It's a good thing to stay in the Word of God and meditate early in the morning. When you first rise, meditate in His Word. Get the Word in you, let the Word come alive in you, and the Word will work for you.
That's great advice for somebody out there. Everybody, that's some good advice. I hope you listening, people. I hope you heard that. Straight from the source, a great source, a gifted woman of God in the kingdom, a great source of worship. She's like a well of worship. I've never been in the presence of someone that I'll just wait to walk into the building so that I can worship with them. I just love it.
Yeah.
So I know what she's saying is so true. So that's awesome. Thank you so much. Don't go
You're
anywhere,
welcome.
Bertha. I want you back on the air. You know, this is Worship and Warfare Wednesday also. So if you have anything special that the Lord has laid on your heart that you want to intercede for here and, you know, just bring it into a corporate atmosphere, you know, bring it, you know.
Amen.
I think this is a perfect, perfect opportunity for us all to be able to do that, to join with someone who wants to pray, you know, and who wants to pray with you. This is the perfect atmosphere for that. We're not trying to gain anything. There's no secret motives. We just want to agree with you to get let this kingdom come. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to go to the next caller. And as soon as I find out what button to actually press, I'm going to let you guys know. But I can't seem to find out right now. I'm going to go to the next caller. Caller 864-391, you are in queue. Your mic is hot. How are you today? Hello? Caller 864-391. Nope. Okay. Caller 985-868. Do you have one word today? Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
My one word is prayer.
Prayer?
Yes, prayer. Praying, speaking, calling, talking to God. That is, and that's the key for me is prayer. It gets me going, and then things get low. It keeps me from giving up because I know how to call out to the Father and just put it in his hands and let it stay.
Amen. Well, that is awesome. Well, thank you for your one word. Don't forget to stay on for our warfare and worship portion. That will be coming up shortly. And I may just open up everybody's mic to pray today and to go forth in prayer, okay?
Okay.
Thank you again. Who am I speaking with?
This is Elder Marty Scott, as Prophet was saying, the Bayou.
Okay, hey. Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to put you back on mute and go to the next caller, and then I'll release everybody's mics in a moment. Caller 864-304, how are you today? No, nobody there? Everybody seems to hang up as soon as I call their area code. Again, if you have anything to say, anything you want to put out there as far as your one word, this is One Word Wednesday, chime in, press star, I believe, because it's not one. So press yes. Yay. I'm going to find out what you pressed. Caller 864-304, how are you today?
Hi, Angel. I'm sorry. I had my phone on mute. I'm sorry. This is Sophia.
It's okay.
Hi, Bertha and Margie.
And hey. What did you press?
One.
You pressed one and it worked?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so press one, people. Go back to pressing one. Amen. Well, what's your one word to get you through your work week?
Prayer.
Prayer? Okay.
Yeah, prayer.
Cool beans. Well, Bertha, Sister Bertha, Elder Bertha Pruitt just got finished talking about how her one word was meditation. And then Sister Margie just got finished talking about how her one word was prayer. So that's awesome. I mean, it is vital. You have to have it. You have
right,
to have it.
Right. And I'll take Bertha's note too and sit there and meditate on it. Thanks, Bertha.
Hey, Mia. You said you wanted to ask her?
No, I said I would take her advice and start to meditate longer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something the prophet is actually, even as a father, you know, him as a father, my dad is very adamant about taking the time to listen, taking the time to hear. Meditation is not only letting your thoughts flow on a specific verse or a specific word or, you know, reflecting on your time with God, but also just listening and waiting and being still for a moment, you know, just being silent for a minute. And it's one of the greatest things in the world. I really appreciate the art of it. So great, cool beans. We're all learning something today from our one words. This was not in vain. Yay. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. Again, when we go to the prayer portion, if you want to pray for something specific or just whatever, intercede for something and bring it into a corporate atmosphere, just press one, people. We're going to be going into that in one moment, okay? Thank you again, everybody, all our listeners, all our supporters. Thank you so, so much. I'm going to go to a moment of a commercial, like, sort of. Going to go to a commercial here with the information for the conference that's coming up. We can't forget that, people. We don't want to forget the conference in November. November sounds far away, but it's not. It is right around the corner. So if you're not registered, please go and register. PSMINTL.org. Register. Everybody say it, register. And then I think there's like group rates and things of that nature. It's just going to be an awesome time. Prophet is releasing one of his new books there. He may do it before, I'm not sure. One of his new books, and it is awesome. I had the opportunity to write the backwards. I don't know if that's what they call it, but the backwards of it. Not the forward, but the back of the book. It was wonderful. I was captivated by the book when I first edited it and read it for him. So it's going to be awesome. Sneak peek title, I guess I can give it out. He might kill me, I'm not sure. Repair the Author. It's going to be awesome, okay? So we want to make sure we go and get registered for that. And at PSMINTL.org. It's November 6th, 7th, and 8th in Chicago, Illinois at the Doubletree Hotel. And the hotel is awesome. And they have these signature cookies that you have to taste once you get there. It's going to be an awesome experience, from the worship to the word, all the ministry that's going to be going on, all the classes. I think there's a list of classes now on the Facebook page and the website. There's a list of classes that you can see that are going to be offered there. And it's going to be an awesome time in the Lord. Every year it's bigger. Every year it's better. Every year it gets more and more in depth and involved. It's one of the best conferences I can say that I've been to that has been beneficial. It just wasn't a conference you went to just to go to and get a bag full of paperwork, but it's so intimate. It's so life-changing. It's so memorable. I mean, I know hundreds of us who were there probably have stories and things of that nature that they remember, something that they captured, something that was captivating and unforgettable from the last one and the year before that. And this is only the third one, so I can't wait to see what God is going to do. It's going to be awesome. Amen. It's so hard to navigate this studio and talk at the same time. I don't know how my daddy does it, but he's so awesome. He is so talented. Amen. Well, we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back with our worship and our warfare. Amen.
To remind me who you are.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. Come on, somebody, just give him glory right now. Give him praise. Hallelujah. We're going to let that play again in the backdrop. It's such a powerful song that reminds you that we need to know, we need to be reminded of who he is, that he doesn't forsake us. It reminds us that he's always there. The little things, the big things that happen, the things that frustrate us, he's there. So what are we worried about? Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Thank you so much, everybody, again. Thank you for listening in. If you have a prayer request or if you want to pray and set something in this corporate atmosphere of prayer and of worship, press 1 so that we can plug you in. You can even put your prayer request on Facebook if you are one of our online listeners. Go right ahead and do that for us. You don't want to miss out in this time, this opportunity, amen, to share what God has given you, share what is on your heart, share even if it's something personal, to share those target areas God has placed on your heart. Pray for the nation, to pray for the children, to pray for your president, to pray for your boss at work. Why not come in agreement with somebody today? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Father God, right now, as Brother Brett is at work, Lord Jesus, as he's on assignment where he is, Father God, always working for you, Lord Jesus, we just ask that you remove any frustration, that you remove anything that will come up against him, Father God. We ask right now, Lord Jesus, that you give him the strength that he needs, Lord God, to get through his day, Father God, that nothing will come against him, oh God, that he cannot handle, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for his fortitude, Lord Jesus, for him being that light, oh God, without shame and without doubt, Lord God. We thank you now, Lord Jesus, that he knows that you are everything that he needs, oh God. So his attitude displays it, oh God, and therefore his word displays it, oh God. His thoughts display it, oh Lord Jesus Christ. His hands and his feet and the things that he does for you and for others, Lord Jesus, displays that you are with him at all times, oh God, covering him and protecting him, oh God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that the desires of his heart for his family, oh God, for those special and precious women in his life, Lord Jesus, his daughters, the concern he has for them, Lord Jesus, Lord God, that it won't become pressure to him, Lord Jesus, but that he knows that you are there, Lord God, to take on everything, oh God, that you have given him. And that's the awesome part of you, Father God. You don't give us anything we can't already handle, Lord Jesus. You don't give us anything, Lord Jesus, to burden us with, Lord God, but that you give it to us, Lord God, so that we can give it back to you, that you may be glorified, oh God. And that is so wonderful, Father. And we give you praise right now for Brother Brett. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to your
Hallelujah.
Name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Angel, so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you so
Hallelujah.
Much.
Hallelujah. You are welcome. Welcome.
Hallelujah. I just want to lift you up in prayer. And also would like to lift up the men of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for this hour, Father. I thank you for this moment, Father God. And I ask right now, God, as you continue to cover our sister Angel right now, Father God. Build her up, Father God, in the way that you may have her, Father God. Continue to release on her, Father God, the fresh anointing, Father God, and the extreme anointing on her life, Father God, to be a beacon of light, Father God, in every area, Father God, that she walks, Father God, and talks in whatever job opportunities, whatever situation, Father God, she finds herself
Thank
in, Father
you,
God.
God.
I pray right now favor, Father God, right now. Father, I pray right now grace and mercy, Father God, over her life. I plead the head of protection, Father God. over her family, Father God. I plead the hedge of protection and the blood, Father God, over our marriage right now. I pray right now, God,
that oneness and
prosperity, Father God, begin to rain down on their household evermore, Father God. I pray right now, God, for increase, Father God. Well, I pray right now, God, for new homes, Father God, new vehicles, Father God. I pray right now, God, for increase, Father God, and prosperity, Father. I pray right now, Father God, that you have your way, Father. Have your way in this season right now, God, in our life, Father God. Hallelujah, Father. I thank you, Father God, for our life, Father God. I thank you for a service and a sacrifice, Father God. Hallelujah. I lift up right now the whole entire Shakespeare family right now, God. Oh, God, from the youngest to the oldest right now. I lift up Prophet right now to you, oh, God. I pray right now, God, as he takes the sabbatical and the time away, Father God, as you continue to see, God, build him up right now, Father God. Strengthen him in any area, Father God, that he may be weak, Father God. Heal, Father God, anything that need to be healed, Father God. And restore his voice, Father God, a hundredfold right now, God. Oh, God, restore strength, Father God, like never before, Father God. Let him come back, Father God, with fire and vigor, Father God, like never before, Father God, with a fresh anointing, Father God, and a fresh word for the people right now, God. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you for each and every personal PSMI, Father God, right now. Every intercessor, Father God, every administrator, Father God, each and every person, Father, that's connected to this page, Father God. Oh, God, I ask right now, God, that you release, Father God, a fresh anointing on them right now, God, as they listen on the airwaves, Father God, and on the internet, Father God, and on the archives, Father God. I pray right now, blessings on their life right now. Oh, God, I send this prayer out to Ghana right now, God. I pray right now for Pastor Edo, Father God. God, I pray right now, God, for Evangelist Oplum right now, God. I ask right now, God, that people, God, begin to send seeds, Father God, to meet the needs right now in Ghana right now, God. I pray right now, God, their hearts and minds be open, Father God. Their finances be open, God. I lift up right now to you the men, Father God, the men of God to you, God. Oh, God, you know the burdens that some may carry, Father God. And I pray right now, God, for the men, oh, God. I pray right now, God, that you strengthen us right now. Continue to strengthen us, Father God. Lead us down that narrow path, Father God, to you in righteousness, Father God, in peace and integrity, Father God. Hallelujah. Let Jehovah Shalom rest upon the men on today, Father God. God, release new jobs, Father God, new opportunities, Father God, new cars, Father God, new homes and peace and households, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you for what you're doing right now in this season. I give your name praise and honor and so much glory, Father God. Glory to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you so much, Brett. Thank you so much.
Bless you, Angel. Bless you.
Bless you. I'm going to chime in, Sister Bertha. Bertha, are you still trying to chime in? I didn't know if you were still having trouble.
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. Well, good.
But I would like to pray for one of the admins, Magic Me.
Okay, let's do that. Amen.
I lift her up before the Lord. Father, in your name, I lift up your daughter before you, Magic Me McCann. God, I call her out by name because you know your servants by name. God, you know what she stands in need of. Father, you said that we have to cast every care and burden upon you because you love and you care for us. Father God, you know the situation that she stands in. You know the burden that the enemy has placed on her. And right now, God, we ask you to remove that burden. Father God, we bind every attack. We put it down. We dismantle it in the name of Jesus against our finances, against our home. Father God, you said that you would never leave us or forsake us. Father, she has a need, and you said that you would supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And I ask you now, God, in the name of Jesus, release right now, release the wealth and the riches into our bosom, God. Bless us to find employment, oh God. Bless us to find shelter, oh God. God, you said that you would be our shelter, our fortress, and our high tower. That in the time of trouble and in the time of need, you would be there, oh God, to hide us in the secret place of your pavilion. God, we ask you to move on our behalf right now by your Holy Spirit. Because, oh God, she stands in need of a right now suddenly blessing. And God, we've been working supernaturally, and we count it all done in the name of Jesus. Keep us covered in your blood, your angels around us. Let us continue to walk in your faith, oh God. Let not the enemy deter us, distract us, but keep us focused and our eyes on you. And oh God, we'll be so mindful to forever give the glory, the honor, and all the praise that you are worthy of. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give you glory. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God, lift him up right now. A prayer specifically for you, but lift him up right now. As others are lifted up. Amen. He is lifted up as we pray for one another when he intercedes. Our Lord is lifted up, and he is worthy of adoration and praise and of glory. Hallelujah. Lift our Savior up. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Come on, if you have a prayer or if you have your one word you want to get in before we get off the air, I think I have like 10 minutes left to go handle some business, people of God. I'm almost just as busy as Daddy sometimes. But we have to get off the air in like 10 minutes so I can go handle some business. But I just want you to, I want you to be proactive in this kingdom thing. I want you to be proactive in this kingdom life. And Brother Brett, I saw your post, your one of your one words, grinding, grinding. Okay, you got to get a t-shirt. You got to get a t-shirt. We grind for God. Amen. We grind for one. Grinding for the greater. Grinding. I love it. I love it. Amen. Hallelujah. We got a caller, 662. Your mic is hot. You are live on the air. Caller 662. Who are we speaking with?
Sister Sheree.
Hi.
Hey, fam. How are you everybody doing?
Hey, good. You want to pray?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, I want you guys to pray for my daughter. You know, she got the kidney last month, and she's been here 3 times since then. But today, when they come back with the report, they told her that the kidney was in rejection. But I serve an awesome God. I believe that God has healed her. But to see her sit over there and cry, and like I told her, the same God that gave you the kidney when they said you could have it, it's the same God is going to heal you today. But I still need to continue to believe with me. I said, it's not mine, it's yours. I said, I just really need you to pray even harder. She has been given the testimony. That's why the devil is trying to attack her body. But he has no room. He has no power. He cannot do this. He will not. She shall continue to show the people and tell the people about the goodness of God. The miracle that she has been given, it shall be known to God's people. The people of God will know that he has power to do just what he said he would do. When she was put on the list, they said she could. It would be a year. God did that with one week and one day. Therefore, God, I know you have the power to do just whatever we ask you. So today, I ask you guys to stand in prayer with me and pray that my child will not have to. She will live. She will be a testimony. A testimony to God. The Satan can't have this. He can't have none of my kids. He can't have none of them. The ones that's smoking, the ones that's drinking, the ones that's gambling, he can't have none of them. We shall be true men and women of God. God shall do this for us. We will become the people to let the people know that God can do just what we ask him to do. He will do that in the name of Jesus. I trust and believe that with all my heart, and I need her to have that same will and power. Just because he has blessed you don't mean for you to stop praying. You got to continue to pray. You got to continue to walk this walk with God. You got to continue to ask him to show you and guide you. And I just need her to understand. He has done it. He has plenty more for us. I need her to get up expecting God to do something for her. Expect God to bless you, somebody, every day, to help them, encourage them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just ask you to come in and just open up her mind, her eyes, her mouth, and just let people see you, hear you, not her. I just need this, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I just ask y'all to pray with me and for my family. Continue to ask God to strengthen me as I try to be an example for them, because Lord knows I truly cried. I ask God to please the blood of Jesus over us from the time my eyes opened up, from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, as well as my children and my PSM family, my church family as well, even the ones that do what's wrong on this journey, because I know that God can do this. He will. He shall. And everything that we lost, I know God will give it back, but it's his time. So I don't want to just be in their mind like, why is God doing this to me? Everything happens for a reason, but at the same time, I need y'all to pray and tell God, thank you. for what we don't have. But God, we thank you for the
God
people
God
who are helping us because it's coming. Just help them and be encouraged, God. I just want them. I just need them to stay encouraged because I don't care what I'm faced with. I still thank and praise God because I know He who He said He is. This stuff hadn't been taken for a reason. I got out the will of God, but God, I thank you for allowing me to go through everything I went through. It has continued to give me a better relationship with you. I shouldn't have left, but I did. But God, I say this, and I try not to say that, but God, I want to just stay in the will of God. Never, if I fall, somebody needs to be there praying to help me get back up because this is something I want. This is something I pray for daily, and I pray that my children be right behind me. God, I know, like I said, the threats I have on my life, I don't worry about it. I fear no man. I don't fear nobody but God. And I know God will cover me and keep me if I want to be kept. And at this moment, God, I want to be kept. So I just ask God to guide me and order my footsteps every day. Mm-hmm. And this I pray. Jesus. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come standing in agreement with you. Father God, you are a miracle worker, and you work the supernatural miracle in her child, God. And no one can reverse what you have blessed, oh God.
Yes.
And right now, in the name of Jesus, the power that
you have given us. Thank
we command you, Satan, now.
Jesus.
Take your hands off God's body. Take your hands off God's children.
Leave
it over to God. She is a living testimony. Of God. The doctors didn't do it. God did it. You cannot let
God
has given. That thing will remain.
Yes.
It will work. It will not reject. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stretch from the roots of darkness all of their children. Go drinking, go looking contrary to your word.
Glory God. Glory.
In the name of Jesus, say that you have no victory.
Right now, God.
We give you the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, I am so ready.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the sweet rest, oh God, that the apostle was getting. We thank you for every fresh, clear word of revelation, oh God, knowledge and wisdom. We thank you for revising and renewing and restoring, oh God. We thank you for the fresh anointings and fresh fire that you are releasing in him, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that he's coming out of mighty warrior, baby. Oh, God, we glorify you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God, yes, God. Your will be done, Lord. Your will be done, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you,
God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Ooh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, brand new. God be the glory for the things he's doing. Oh, we give you the glory.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise your holy name.
Come on, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him
praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody give him praise.
Oh,
what did I say? What did I say? Shout now. Don't wait till the battle's over. That's what my mom was telling me all week. Shout it out now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The battle is won. It might not be over, but it's won already.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
We glorify your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my heart will be, have a rain.
Allowing us to pray with you and for you. Thank you so much for your one word. Tomorrow I look forward to going forward. We're going to be talking about the attitude a little bit more. The Lord has placed it on my heart for this week, this season. I ministered a little bit about it on Sunday at the Truth Church. The Lord would that we talk about it a little bit more amongst his people, that we don't get captivated in what we're going through, that it makes us sin, and that we uphold his character, and that we honor him on a daily basis with our attitude, so that our outcome can be what he really wants for us. If we reflect the kingdom in every aspect of our lives, if we respect him enough to give him our thoughts and our heart over to him, our attitudes will just be so white, and it will work wonders. I'm telling you, it works wonders. It works wonders. It's one of the smallest things that people really don't think about, but the attitude, I mean, it holds so much to it. So much is connected to it that it needs to be discussed. It needs to be talked about. So I hope your prayer, your grinding, your faith, your Jesus, your one word is getting you through this work week with a great attitude, with a kingdom attitude, with a God attitude.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, people. Hallelujah. Brett, I made your mic hot again because I didn't know if you pressed one and needed to say something again. So if you do, go right ahead.
I didn't, but just praise God, Terrain and Bertha and Angel, bless you all on today. And you know, I'm always praying with you all, you know. Hey, praying with you all. We pressing, we grinding, for God. We're going hard. We just pressing on, you know. Whatever we're going through, we're pressing on through it.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Press on in Jesus' name.
Thank you, God. Yes. Somebody else, let me get them in. Before we go, let me get them in. Area code 630. Your mic is hot now.
Amen.
Hello.
Hey, Angel.
Hi.
Fred, Bertha, Sharane.
Hi.
Praise God. I was just listening in to the prayers, and I was joining in, and I was just thanking God for his promises being made manifest daily.
Amen.
You know, I just thank God that, you know, God give us a promise, but whatever today is, the promise for today is, he manifests that promise for today. And, you know, sometimes we look for the big promises, but we got to start looking at the small things that turn into the big promise, you know, because it's like a puzzle. It's like a puzzle. And he's putting it together.
Yes.
We might not get the whole thing today, but we get parts of it. You
yes.
know, and whatever manifests today, that's
yes.
what we were
yes.
promised
Hallelujah.
For today. So I just yes. thank God that today, that the manifestation that we're supposed to get today is yes, and it's amen, and he sealed that.
Amen.
And then
yes.
tomorrow
yes.
we get another part of it. And I just thank God that it's as Brett said, it's a daily grind to
mm-hmm.
get the manifestation, the full picture. that God has for us.
Yes, yes. Lord. It's steps. It's a journey. It's steps we got to take. I mean, you so right on time.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, the business I got to go take care of, it is a promise that was made.
Yes.
And it's so funny, you came and said this right before I'm about to leave out the door, because I wasn't too happy, but I'm like, God, well, you said okay, and, you know, you said we was going to be driving, so fine. Well, I'm going to pick up my new car. It's not the car I wanted, but the car I wanted is still in the making. It's still in the promise.
Yeah.
The promise is coming. You know what I'm saying?
It
is just the car. You know what I'm saying?
But you got it. But he got to take you through the process. See,
yes.
this is part of
does.
The promise.
Yes,
but you got to get there. You got to take it step by step to get there.
Yeah.
Yes, God. Yes, promise he made. Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Yes.
And it's just a car. It's just a car. We're talking about a car. He has so many other great things. It's the
Lord. Yes, he does. Yes, he
does. My gosh. So many other great things. We thank him right now for the promise, the process, and all of the above. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Well, I want you all. Wait. We got another caller. I got to get the callers in. When they press one, I just got to hold up for the people of God. So everybody's mics are still hot. I love it when everybody's mics are hot. 248-636, your mic is hot now. Go right ahead.
Okay, y'all got me in tears. This is Divine. I just want to thank everybody for praying for me. I still got some symptoms, but I'm pressing. Thank God for your prayers. I just thank God. I just came in at the tail end of what you were saying, and like you, my sister, I'm not really caught up if it's not what I want. I'm here, God, expecting, receiving your promise for me for today. Just for today, because we're not caught up in material. We're not caught up in this world. And I'm just so very thankful. I'm telling y'all, I can barely walk, but I'm trusting God. I'm praising him in the midst. I don't know what's going on, but God said that he, with his stripes, I was already healed. So I'm walking in my healing. I just thank God for the fire that's on this phone. Just the attack that came today, I'm just praising him in the midst of them. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you for every test. I thank you for every trial. God, I repent for the murmuring, the complaining, God, for the times, oh God, that I even had thoughts that wasn't right, God. God, I thank you for the fire that's even on this phone today, God. We receive your promise. We even thank you for just life, God. The air that we breathe in, God. We thank you for the activity of our limbs, the little things, God, that we can see, God, that we can move our fingers, oh God. God, we give you praise, glory, and honor today, God, because you are good, God. You are faithful, God. You are just, God. You know our thoughts are far off, and we repent for the thoughts that we have had that have not been of you, God. They've been caught up in the flesh, caught up in material, caught up in what we want, God. But God, give me the desire that you want me to have, God. Do it for your glory, God. Do it and let these people know that you are God. Yesterday, today, and the same, God. If you did it before, you will do it again, God. You know, respecter of persons, oh God. Your blessings and your promises are yea and amen, and we receive your promise today. Today, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I feel fire. I feel fire all in the area where the pain is. God,
yes.
I thank you.
Yes, right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Divine favor. God has healed your body. God has healed your body because that was the promise and the word he sent forth.
Shaquan
was talking, and as Father Shirsha had been teaching us for all of this year, there's a process we must go through in order to get to the promise.
Yes.
So I'm just praying, my prayer is that God give us strength to withstand the process in order to get to the promise, because you know the Israelites had to go through a process in order to get to the promised land. Can you withstand the fiery battle the enemy is throwing at you
yes.
When she was speaking, I saw my friend in his army fatigue, and one of the craziest things was when he would be in training, and he wasn't even like designated as a soldier yet. They couldn't ship him out and put him into war or anything yet, but he would come home with bruised and bleeding feet and bleeding hands, bloody feet, and bleeding hands, and, you know, hurt back, sore muscles, all that kind of stuff. And that was just his process alone.
Yes.
He had to heal just from the training for his promise and what he was trying to get to.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's just the hurt before the healing. It's just the dark before the destiny. It's just the dark before the morning, as that song would say. I mean, God is just so awesome. He deserves nothing but praise.
Hallelujah.
He deserves nothing but praise.
Yes,
hallelujah.
He does. Thank you. Yes, he does.
Wonderful God. Come on, listen. Go ahead. Hallelujah. If there's any callers on the line, I know we have some more callers who have come on. Anybody who wants to give a prayer request or pray, it is open prayer and warfare today, Warfare Wednesday, and or give your one word that gets you through your work week. One word to describe how you get through your work week, with all the frustrations, all the unexpectedness. How do you get through your work week in one word? Share that with us today. We're going to be on the air for about, I think it's like 30, 40 more minutes. So let's keep sharing. Let's keep praying. Let's keep talking. Let's keep conversating. We can conversate some more about that whole attitude thing. The attitude is one of the main things that keeps people out of the kingdom, is the attitude and the character, the disposition of God's so-called people. Amen?
Amen.
So that's something to talk about. So anybody got anything on their hearts, on their minds, it's basically just open up Wednesday. Just lay it at the altar, lay it in this corporate of prayer atmosphere of prayer and worship and warfare. Amen. I'm so happy, always happy to have Sister Bertha on the line. I haven't even muted your mic yet. Right now she is the only open mic, so if you need your mic open back up again, give us a press one to let us know that you have something to say. Amen. My window is wide open. I don't even care if people hear me. My window wide open. All my neighbors probably were like, this girl is off the chain. What is she doing? window open. Phone is up. Loud. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a great day, joyous day. Amen. I have some new music for you guys to listen to today, and, you know, Dad asked me to put it on here, and I guess it didn't upload, so I'm going to try a couple of things today when we get off the air to see if it'll let me add the new music for you. So I hope it works. Okay, we have a new caller on the line. Caller 313-579. Your mic is hot. Who are we speaking to?
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Angel. God bless everyone connected.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, praise God.
This is Charla.
Hey, Charla.
Been listening off and on and been enjoying it, but I heard what you said about attitude, and I just wanted to chime in there and say that our attitude is what will make or break us. A lot of times I've found that it's not that God didn't want to give me what he promised and what I asked for, but my attitude was stinking.
Jesus.
I went about it the wrong way.
Yeah.
And sometimes I found that I was trying to make things happen that God promised, and my attitude was off. And one of the things that I purpose to do in my life is when I find out that my attitude is off and I've been out of order, is to get it right. And the best way I know how to do that is apologize to God, to whoever I offended. It's possible. And that's what I wanted to say. Your attitude is what gets you in the door. Your attitude is what will keep you there. Your attitude is also what will get you denied quickly.
Jesus.
Amen. Okay, people of God, I'm sorry. I've just been alerted. I was so happy. I guess I misread my husband's lips as he was whispering to me. I do have to get ready to go. I'm sorry. But this has been such a wonderful show. I don't want to leave you guys, but this has been so wonderful. You guys be blessed. Stay blessed. Continue this fire on the page, giving your one words, encouraging one another, talking about the attitude. We're going to do that tomorrow. Amen. We're going to really indulge into that tomorrow. And how you get through that, you know, how you make up for that. And it's forgiveness that's needed. It's repentance that's needed in those areas, okay, and to gain control over that monster called the attitude. Amen. We know what
that is. Amen. God bless.
Hallelujah. All right, thank you, everybody, so much for this awesome show. It's like every time I do it, it's the first time. Dad's a pro. I'm not. But we thank God for him, and we just give glory for everything he's doing right now. So I will meet you all back here tomorrow at 12 noon. I love you. I'll be seeing you guys on the page, too. And don't forget, register for the gathering 2013, psmintl.org. Love you all.
Love you, too.
Feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will. Miss.